When the temperatures soar, we look for the lightest clothing possible to keep us cool. Sometimes that means a lot less clothing, even at work. Joining us live this morning, Lonnie Inlander, the owner and chief stylist for Real Life Style. Lonnie, a lot of folks aren't sure where the line is, but we can always tell when it's been crossed.
Yes, we can.
Where is the line?
I think the line has a lot to do with fabrics and nakedness.
Okay, one out of two ain't bad. Let's say it's a typical office where for the most part Monday through Thursday people come in with business attire. Maybe on Friday it's casual Friday and they can wear jeans and a golf shirt or something like that. What in that environment? What's appropriate when the weather is like this?
In that environment, for a man, I would look for a lighter weight pant, a cotton or a linen that's not lined, as opposed to your regular wool pant every day, not shorts. I also don't think sandals are appropriate in that type of environment. Flip-flops are never appropriate.
Never,
and it seems silly to have to say that, but one does have to say that.
This must rule out halter tops too?
No halter tops. I think women, depending on the office, if it's not too conservative, you can absolutely get away with sleeveless, but you shouldn't be walking around in a tank top. Add a vest, add a jacket when you get to the office. Keep things in your office. Keep a nice jacket in your office. Wear a sundress to the office, and then add a jacket when you get there.
Women can wear sandals, though.
Women can wear sandals, but again, there's a line between a nice leather sandal and a flip-flop.
So, right. But flip-flops are kind of, you know, cool and refreshing. And what's so different from a flip-flop and a sandal?
There's a big difference. One looks like you're going to the beach, and one looks like you're going to the office.
Does it matter what kind of office you are in? Let's say you're in an office where you're not engaging with customer contact on a regular basis.
Still not appropriate. They make so many lovely leather sandals. I know, I'm ruthless. I don't even believe in flip-flops for commuting, but when it is 105 out, I do understand that, you know, your feet will swell and you do maybe need to commute in flip-flops, but change when you get there. And, you know, a lot of people walk into work in really bad shorts and t-shirts and then they'll switch into their suits or whatever. But you know what? You can still run into your big boss in the elevator.
Right.
So,
right.
You know, rumpled cargo shorts and a t-shirt or a skimpy sundress are not going to cut it.
Is it ever appropriate for a woman to show up at work with a top that doesn't go all the way down to the skirt or pants that she's wearing?
No, that is very in style. It's a lovely look if you're going out on the town for the evening. A crop top with just a little bit of skin showing and a high-waisted pant or skirt. It's great if you're going to, you know, a club with your friends. It is not appropriate for work.
So if you want to be upwardly mobile where you work, the idea is think conservative before you get dressed, even in the hot weather. Otherwise, you may not be so upwardly mobile.
Yes, and it isn't even conservative. It's appropriate. And what people don't do that they can do is ask their boss.
Yeah.
Before you try it. Is this appropriate? Don't
right.
Don't come in a halter top and ask if it's okay because you're wearing a jacket over it. Ask ahead of time. Bosses really appreciate it.
Thanks, Lonnie. Good to talk to you. Lonnie Inlander is the owner and chief stylist for the Real Life Style.
I'm glad I didn't wear that halter today.
Me too.